This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, listen, it's pretty obvious stock investors are conservative and they must be pro-life because the market exploded upward today after the Supreme Court decision. The market up over 800 points. Let me go check out the exact number for you. CNBC will go there and check it out. They've got an easy chart where you can look real quick. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 823 points, percentage-wise up 2.68%, the NASDAQ actually up 3.34%, the S&P 500 up 3.06%, huge day, big comeback week for stocks with the Dow rallying over 800, and I'm assuming for the week, far more than that, must be up well over 1,000 for the week, good week on Wall Street, finally, and it's just what we needed. It was so oversold. I mean, it was just obviously oversold. As bad as the economy is, as bad as my predictions are for the future, I think on Main Street, a lot of bad things coming our way. But the stock market was horribly oversold, and too many bears and not enough bulls. And any time that happens, that everybody turns sour, it goes up. If you heard me open up hour number one, you heard my commentary about this perfect Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, overturning it and leading to a states' rights issue, the perfect solution for America's states' rights. I call it divorce American style. The red states will go a very different way than the blue states. I'll start off hour number three with that commentary again, so you'll have a chance to hear it again. But just the summation is, number one, I'm thrilled about this decision. It's the perfect decision. It's very constitutional. Number two, what I'm not thrilled about, what I'm disappointed about, is that they showed great courage and intestinal fortitude, the Supreme Court did, in overturning Roe versus Wade today, but they did not show great intestinal fortitude or courage when they refused to take on the 2020 election and refused to overturn the obviously rigged and fraudulent election. Very sad and very disappointing, and the order is wrong. You know, all the Christians in the world are right now cheering, and they're going, oh, my God, the babies are saved. Well, that's all well and good, but you know what we needed? We needed the election to be overturned so we get saved first. Then you could deal with the babies right now. In other words, 2 years ago, if you'd made the right decision then, everything would be great now, and you could have still overturned Roe versus Wade right now or any time in the last 2 years. Well, we have a Republican nation and a great economy, And foreign affairs, no war in Ukraine, and no open borders, a secure border, and, you know, everything bad that's going on now, no 20% inflation, which is really what inflation is, 20% or higher. All the horrible things going on now, $10 gas in some places, and soon enough it'll be 10 everywhere. Right now it's averaging about 6. Here in Nevada it's 6 bordering on 7, in California it's 7 bordering 8. But I'm telling you, the country's coming unglued. It was more important that the Supreme Court first saved the country 2 years ago, and then it could have dealt with the issue of Roe versus Wade today, just like it did deal with Roe versus Wade today. But wouldn't it have been nice if they had dealt with it from a country run by the legitimate President of the United States, Donald Trump? And then the fourth point I made in this whole thing is that this is going to lead to more states' rights and lead to what I call divorce America style. Whether it's formal or informal, whether it's official or unofficial, whether we really do break up the country and it's red state country versus blue state country, I called it the Patriot States of America versus the Socialist States of America, or whether it's just kind of a subtler version of that, either way, all the Republicans are going to be leaving blue states, and all the Democrats are going to be leaving red states, and they're going to make blue states much bluer and red states much redder, and that will create an even bigger divide in the United States. And I believe the only way to solve it is going to be a divorce, but we'll see. We'll see. But either way, it's a divorce, if in name only, or maybe you'd say not in name, but in actuality, it will be a divorce because the red states will be so red and the blue states will be so blue, and we just have nothing in common and we're never going to speak to each other again. So whether you're divorced or not, you're certainly separated. And then sure enough, as soon as I say that, here's the article that comes out. Abortion rights to expand in blue states after Roe versus Wade overturned in the Supreme Court. At least 16 states in Washington, D.C. have existing laws that protect abortion. So abortion will be, the blue states will just become very, very, very different than the red states. And no sooner I say that, Tennessee, Missouri, and Texas already announced no more abortions as of today. Literally, they're changing their laws right now based on, it was triggered by this Supreme Court ruling. President Trump issued an official statement on the reversal of Roe versus Wade, and it was a brilliant, brilliant thing. He said, don't give me credit, give all the glory to God. I mean, what a brilliant thing to say. What a nice thing to do. President Trump put his ego aside and was actually quite, showed some humility, and I think that's great. He gives the glory to God. I think that's wonderful. And I think a lot of Christians will really appreciate that. And I think everything changed for him and Ron DeSantis the moment this thing was overturned as well. I think he's the biggest beneficiary of this. In other words, more and more Republicans were starting to, like, inch over to the idea that maybe, just maybe, I'm going to vote for Ron DeSantis for president, not Trump. Maybe, just maybe. You know, they were starting to get comfortable with that idea. And then this happened, and of course, a lot of Christians are so happy over Roe versus Wade being overturned, and they're giving all the credit to, well, not just God, but Donald J. Trump. He's the reason that his three Supreme Court justice picks. So all of a sudden, I think he is back on everyone's mind, and I think he's back to being the immense front runner for President of the United States and for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. And by the way, despite all the liberal media placing all these stories that everyone's now thinking about DeSantis, I never believed that it was ever going to be anything but Trump if he wants it. And if he's alive, assuming God willing, he'll be 78 years old, going on 79. If he's alive and well and healthy and he wants it, I believe he'll be the nominee, hands down, even though I love Ron DeSantis and think he's great. Trump has earned it, and I think this is another example of Trump earning it, right? But despite all those articles trying to make you believe, brainwash you into believing that Trump is, nobody likes him anymore. Despite all that, I did see there was a poll out and Trump was up by 40 points over DeSantis. 40. Not 4, not 14, 40. So I never thought it was going to be close. I think DeSantis would make a nice run for it. And I think Trump would beat him like, 60 to 20. And there it is, 40 point victory for Trump. 60 to 20, and then the other 20 would be divided up among, a bunch of other candidates. Mike Pompeo is probably going to run, former Secretary of State under Trump, and others. So I think what you have to worry about now is there going to be a terrible night of rage tonight? That's the question. Because we all, my bet is yes. My bet is if not tonight, sometime over this weekend, whether it's Friday night or whether it's over this weekend, probably Saturday night, everybody, including God, rests on Sundays, but everybody's got work in the morning on Monday, although I guess not liberals, so you never know, it could be bad on Sunday too, but tomorrow night would seem to me to be just as likely or more so than tonight, because maybe all these people need a day to get coordinated and turn America into one big bonfire, but I think there will be unrest tonight. If I had to bet, I would certainly bet my money there will be unrest tonight, and then I will bet it will get worse tomorrow night. Because they'll have another night to get stirred up and drunk. They'll drink for the next 24 hours and have lots of sex and get each other pregnant and get ready for the abortion. And then go out and protest. That's your liberal mindset. There it is right there. Let's get all our women pregnant in one-night stands and don't use any birth control. That's brilliant. And then be surprised when they're pregnant and then, make sure you have to pay for an abortion. But, you don't have to pay for it. It's probably free at Planned Parenthood because you're a poor liberal. So that's about it. I think it'll be real bad tonight. I think it'll be even worse tomorrow. I think it could be a whole weekend of trouble. It could be a whole week of trouble, and it could be a whole summer of trouble. I think we're headed for a long, hot summer. But they promised a night of rage, and I think everyone's expecting it. And maybe they'll give us one night off, and then it'll start tomorrow. But I would be very worried and very careful, all of you, where you go tonight and, you know, where you're driving tonight, what you're driving into, what you see ahead of you as you're getting off at a certain exit on the off-ramp. Who knows how bad it's going to be once it gets dark tonight. Democrats look for any excuse to rampage, to riot, to burn, to loot, to steal, to kill, to intimidate, to kill cops. And this is as good an excuse as any. This is just as good an excuse as one single black kid getting shot by a cop. This is like 1,000 times more deadly than one single black kid getting shot by a cop. Because this is the entire issue of abortion in the United States of America. So I find it hard to believe that the group that almost burnt down the entire country in the summer of 2020 and caused $2 billion worth of damage and 30 people were murdered, but I believe the number was like 3,000 police officers injured, and so many businesses were burned to the ground, and so many others were looted, and the Minneapolis business district destroyed, and then Antifa destroyed the downtown Portland business district and the downtown Seattle business district. There's been so many incidents in the last 2 years. Liberals gone wild, things that we don't do. This ruling was in our favor, and of course we got the gun ruling yesterday and a voter ID ruling yesterday. So I can't imagine a bunch of ginned up liberals who are not going to be out tonight fighting for their right to knock up all the single women in one night stands and let them get free abortions. That's the liberal mindset. I'm sure they'll all be out raging and burning other people's property and destroying it because they don't have any. They don't respect my property because they don't have any. They don't have a car, so they'll burn my car. They don't have a house, they'll burn my house. That's good. They don't have a store like, you know, I do, or a business like I do, so they'll burn my business. Watch out for the drunk, angry, welfare-addicted, drug-addicted liberals tonight. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Who
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The Root's on fire. And if you believe that things are out of control in this country, and you believe what I'm about to tell you on this show, which is that there's going to be a summer of blackouts and gas disaster. Gas could go to $10 a gallon. And do not forget diesel fuel and diesel engine oil, which could run out, and rioting and looting and burning. You got to own gold. You got to. You have to own gold. I never said don't own stocks, by the way. Everybody should own some stocks. Everyone should own some bonds. Everyone should own some gold and some silver and some rare coins. So that's why I recommend you diversify. You got to own some gold and silver. And the company I recommend, Goldgate Capital, I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Free silver. $15,000. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Couple things I want to tell you about before I forget, then we'll get right back to the only topic that really matters today is Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court decision. But I want to mention Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, who was arrested for drunk driving. And I just want to mention there are very strong insider rumors that he was not alone that night. He had a woman with him. So it's not just drunk driving. Nancy Pelosi was 3,000 miles away on the other end of the world. And we all know she's a bitter, vicious witch. Who could spend 5 minutes in bed with her? And this guy's had to spend his whole lifetime in bed with her. Well, I don't blame him. That's a prison sentence. So if he was out enjoying himself with another woman, I would say the odds are pretty good that happened. I would say that rumor has a pretty good chance of being true. But again, this is an opinion show, and it's just an opinion. It's just a rumor, and I don't know it to be true. I have no facts on that issue. Let's just say, knowing Nancy Pelosi, I would say there are pretty good odds he was out cheating on her. And so that story is about to get much more ballistic and explosive for Nancy Pelosi. And then I also want to mention voter ID again, because I'm just a voter ID guy, and that ties into all the problems going on in the United States of America. The reason we have a fake president, illegitimate president, is because of voter ID and the fact that we don't have it. Every other country in the world has it. At my house today, fixing my home alarm system, was a home alarm expert. He wasn't the owner of the company, but he's certainly a super bright, bright guy who must be their best technician. And him and I had a conversation, and he's a huge fan of my show. And I'll tell you, everyone in the whole town listens to my show. He listens to my show every day. And he is so smart and so articulate, and it turns out he's Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico. And I brought up something about voter ID and the stolen election, and of course he agreed the election was completely rigged and stolen. And he says to me, do you realize that Puerto Rico is an American territory, and we've got voter ID and you don't? And we have three forms of voter ID required? And I said, three forms? He said, yeah. First of all, you have to have government-issued photo ID, preferably a driver's license. So we have to see your photo, and it's got to be on a driver's license from government. Number two, there's a voting card. You still can't vote with just the photo ID. You have to have an actual voting card in Puerto Rico. And the third thing is you have to have a thumbprint, your fingerprint, to vote. And I said to him, I've always known that about Mexico. In Mexico, you need a photo, government-issued photo ID and a thumbprint. I had no idea that you needed that in Puerto Rico, plus a third form of ID, a voting card, to prove it's you. So how is it possible that's a territory of the United States, a rather primitive, poverty-stricken one, and they are able to pull off perfect voter ID with elections, and it isn't racist, and the poor people in Puerto Rico all manage, if they want to vote, to get those three forms of ID. But in America, it's racist and unfair to ask for one form of ID when you vote. It's unbelievable how we've let them get away with this. It's just insanity. Just insanity. I never knew. Puerto Rico is so much of a better example than Mexico, because Mexico isn't even, our country per se, right? We don't own Mexico. We own Puerto Rico. It's part of America. It's an American territory. Some want to make it, Democrats want to make it the 50th state. You realize, 51st state. Do you realize if Democrats were successful in making Puerto Rico the 51st state, we'd have a state that requires three forms of ID to vote. And Democrats would say, racist, racist. It's a racist state. Wait a minute, it's all Puerto Ricans. How could it be racist? It's nothing, an entire state of Latinos. How could it be racist? It's like if we took over Mexico, and then you said Mexico's racist. What? This is more proof of the absolute utter insanity of us allowing all these years with no voter ID in the United States of America. Now, that one should not be a states' rights issue. That should be required by the federal government to vote in any election in the United States of America in any state.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says Catholic churches across the United States are being warned of a credible threat of extreme violence after the Supreme Court's abortion decision. The Department of Homeland Security warning churches to be on alert. This comes after pro-abortion groups are promising nights of rage and pledging extreme violence, which President Biden says is unacceptable.
Threats and intimidation are not speech. We must stand against violence in any form, regardless of your rationale.
The United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. Juul claimed the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wait on the route. We're about to see. Now, look, I'm betting that it's going to get violent. I don't believe these will be peaceful demonstrations. It's possible tonight will be peaceful, but after they get drunk for the second night in a row, I think tomorrow night will be wild. And I think Sunday, when normal people rest, the day of rest, even God rests on Sunday, they'll probably firebomb churches on Sunday all over the United States. But one of my fans of the show, Michael, says they're gathering right now, protesters, at the federal building on Las Vegas Boulevard, which is no surprise. But Vegas is not a hotbed of radical activity, right? We had BLM rallies, but it was like 100 people. It wasn't 10,000, or I remember in Brooklyn they had 50,000 one day. You know, in Los Angeles, places like that, Washington, D.C., Chicago, they burn cities down, right? Memphis, New Orleans, what are the worst places? You know, there's so many, East St. Louis. There are places where they burn everything down. Portland and Seattle come right to mind. Minneapolis in the country. Las Vegas is not that bad, thank God. So I don't know if there'll be any violence here, but I guarantee you around the country it's going to get heated. It's summertime, and they're going to be drunk, and they're going to be drugged up, and they're going to be ginned up, and they're going to be angry if they can't get their free abortions on demand. And you're going to see some violence this weekend because that's what the left does. Sponsor of this segment of the show, before we get to our esteemed guest, Matt Vadim, we'll get to him in 1 second to talk about the Supreme Court ruling or Supreme Court decision. Sponsor is Energized Health. And look, I am healthy. This show is about two things. Number one, politics, conservative politics, patriotism. And number two, it's about being healthy. Every one of my advertisers and sponsors, and what do I talk about all the time on the show? I'm a guy who pops 100 vitamin pills a day and works out like a madman and meditates and prays and eats healthy, eats a non-gluten diet, a keto diet, tries to get some sunshine. I mean, I am really a health advocate, and I believe that if we're going to fight the evil left, then we've got to stay healthy. We've got to all be healthy. We can't be obese. We can't be overweight. We got to be in great shape. Energized Health is that program. It's not a weight loss program. It is a fat loss program. It is a health program, and I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body fat, visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on this program. And now it's almost 2 years later, and I feel and look fantastic. Go now to energizedhealth.com. I cannot speak higher about these people. I get more fan mail about them than anything else I've ever had on my show. Everybody thanks me for saving their life because I gave them, introduced them to Energized Health. Click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people. They don't sell you. There's zero pressure. They just share what they do, and they see if it makes sense for you. And now you get 40% off when you mention WAR, Wayne Allyn Root. 40% off. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Matt Vadim, the Epoch Times Supreme Court reporter. Matt, am I pronouncing your last name correctly? Vadim, is that right?
Yeah, you got it right, Wayne.
Well, that's a miracle. I'm not a good pronouncer. I'm good at lots of things, but pronouncing I'm not. Matt Vadim, Epoch Times, I'm pronouncing that right as well, correct? Is that the right way?
You are.
Epoch Times. Almost everybody says Epoch or Opic or this or that. Epoch Times Supreme Court reporter.
Well, it depends how you pronounce the word epic.
Yeah, it looks like epoch. So I think being that it's originally a lot of people from Hong Kong and China, right? I think I looked at it originally and I thought it was epoch, knowing the Asian influence. I thought it was epoch. But Epoch Times,
yeah.
Let's get your reaction to the court striking down Roe versus Wade. What do you think about all this?
Well, it's about time that the Supreme Court returned the regulation of abortion to the states. You know, this is a country founded on the principles of federalism. You got 50 different states that are laboratories for various experiments. And if you're not happy with one state, if one state doesn't have enough freedom for you, you move to the state next door. And that's what this is. That's what this is going to lead to. It's going to give the states the power to regulate abortion as they had before 1973, when the Supreme Court arrogated that responsibility to itself. The black-robed politicians took the power away from we the people in their 50 state legislatures and just said, we're going to allow abortion no matter what. We don't, you know, we don't care what you think. And now it's going to go back to the way things were. And some states will allow abortion. Most probably will still allow abortion, I'm guessing, in some form or another. But a few states will crack down on it. You know, even Mississippi, the state that launched this challenge to the Supreme Court, or their law was challenged, didn't ban abortion outright. It just said you can't do it after 15 weeks of gestation. So, you know, I think that you're just going to have a mixture of different policies in various states, and some will be more liberal and some will be more conservative, you know, like probably Massachusetts and Hawaii and Maryland, where I live, aren't going to impose many, if any, restrictions on it in the future. Whereas states, you know, states like Texas and Oklahoma and Wyoming and the Dakotas are probably going to look at it a different way and be more restrictive. Places like Illinois, probably you'll be able to abort the baby like on the way out. So, you know, that's Barack Obama's home state. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But now the battle over abortion shifts to the states where it's supposed to be. And the people, the voters in the 50 states will get to have their say in what laws govern them, instead of nine Supreme Court justices deciding for them and imposing their will on the whole country.
No, I agree, and I think it's great. Remember, you may not know this, Matt. We're talking to Matt Vadim, the Epic Times Supreme Court reporter. But in 2007 and 8, I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination. I won the vice presidential nomination, and I served on the Libertarian presidential ticket in 2008, running against Obama and John McCain. And that was my argument then, that states' rights and gay marriage and other things like that are all states' rights issues. And each state has a right to decide on their own. It is not a federal issue. And you know what's interesting is I love to look at all of my social media and see the liberals who attack me and what they attack me on, because then I get to formulate answers and go after them and see where they're trying to get me. And today, the only arguments against me on this issue, I see quite a few liberals on all my social media pages saying Wayne Root is only for states' rights when it's convenient. Today's for states' rights. Listen, I've always been for states' rights. But they said today's for states' rights on this abortion issue. But yesterday, when the Supreme Court ruled against New York, you know, on issuing gun permits, concealed carry permits, that means Wayne was against states' rights. That's not true. Yesterday's ruling was not a states' rights. Right. Tell everyone.
It's a basic civil right. And I don't know why more supporters of it, even the NRA, doesn't talk about it more in those terms. The Second Amendment is a basic civil right. And
abortion is not.
To infringe your basic civil rights deserve to have their laws overturned.
Abortion is not.
In New York State.
Matt, abortion is not a basic civil right. Never was. It's not in the Constitution. Women don't have a right to an abortion, but every American has a right to a gun. Right. There it is.
That's right. Alito, Justice Alito, who wrote the majority opinion in the Dobbs case, that was the abortion ruling today, went to great lengths to explain and to go through the history of it to show that abortion had never been a basic right in America. Not in colonial times, not in under the common law. This was just invented. They just pulled this out of thin air in 1973 and then imposed it on the country. Whereas gun rights, you know, you've always had the rights, even before there was a constitution. It's it's a God-given and unalienable right for you to defend your life and your family and your property. Obviously, you have the right to do that. And no matter what any state legislature or any Congress decides to do, you have the right to exist. You have the right to defend your life. It's just that the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution formally recognized that people have a right to self-defense, though that's not the only thing that the Second Amendment's for. This Thursday, in the opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas, the court recognized this, and the court just keeps expanding gun rights, and it's a wonderful thing because people ought to have the right to defend themselves, whether in their homes or in public. And I noticed that the New York Police Department chief said that he's going to keep enforcing the law for the time being. And I thought that's outrageous. Somebody should go and arrest him, make a citizen's arrest, and deal with this, because you can't keep enforcing a law that's been struck down. New York State, you can carry a gun, and there's nothing anybody can do about it unless they want to pass another law, and that law has to pass constitutional muster.
Hey, Matt, I just wonder, the whole problem is with liberals in control of the United States and Merrick Garland in control of the DOJ and liberals controlling all the top positions of the FBI, who is it that would ever make an arrest? There's nobody in law enforcement that's going to ever carry out this stuff. In other words, the Supreme Court says this is now the law of the land. They go, no, it's not. We're going to refuse to listen to you because they know they got Merrick Garland and the DOJ and the Attorney General and each state's Attorney General on their side. So there's nobody to arrest them. And that's the problem. There's no law and order on the left. None. We all abide by the law, even if we don't like it. We don't burn the country down and we don't break the law. They do, and there's no one to arrest them. Don't go anywhere. We got an ad right now, ad break. But Matt, if you can come back for another segment, I want to talk about the upcoming Supreme Court decisions yet to be announced. There's some more big ones, and the liberals don't even realize it. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Top Gun, your conservative Top Gun warrior, baby. Kyle LaBrue for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Before we get to our esteemed guest, I want to mention Kyle LaBrue. Today I had Eric Greitens on as my guest, former governor of Missouri, now running for U.S. Senate. And Kyle LaBrue is running in the same August 2nd Missouri primary for United States Congress. He's a great friend of mine and a great friend of this show. And because he listens to the show every day, he just wanted to be a part of the show. He said, if I run for Congress, I'm going to be a part of the show and sponsor your show. And he did. He did. He's the only Republican candidate sponsoring my show, a nationwide talk show, and, of course, a very big show here at my flagship station, AM 670 in Las Vegas. And yet he's in CD4 in Missouri, and he's sponsoring the show. So give this guy credit. Give this kid credit, really. He's a young guy. And he is a fantastic candidate. He's an America First candidate. He's a real unapologetic, strong conservative. And he agrees we don't, you know, his thing is we don't just need more Republicans in Congress. We need the right kind of Republicans in Congress. And I couldn't agree with him more. And he's the right kind of Republican. So give Kyle LaBrue a donation, no matter where you live, especially here in Vegas. Send him $50. Send him $100. Send him $5, $20. Just in the name of Wayne Root, if you're a Wayne Root fan, just go to KyleLaBrue.com, click the contribute button at the top of the page, and give Kyle a present, a gift, a donation and say it's because you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. You know, he's a great guy, and Wayne supports him. Okay? Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. KyleLaBrue.com. LaBrue. KyleLaBrue.com. All right, we are back with our guest, Matt Vadim, the Epoch Times Supreme Court reporter. Hey, Matt, everybody's knows about the gun ruling yesterday, which gives people, you know, more right and opportunity to go get a CCW permit, concealed carry permit in New York. And a lot of people know about the voter ID ruling, which allowed Republicans to back voter ID in the state of North Carolina. If the state won't defend it or the Attorney General won't defend it, the Republican Party can. Both of those were good rulings today. Roe v. Wade, a great ruling. Now a states' rights issue, and a lot of states are moving to ban it or limit it. All good stuff, saving babies' lives. Tell people about some major decisions yet to be announced that I assume they've got until next Thursday to announce, the last day of June?
Well, they don't. The Supreme Court justices can do whatever they want. They don't have a fixed deadline, but they can't leave for summer vacation until they get their work done. So they're under their own sort of internal pressure to get things done. So presumably they're going to wrap up all the remaining cases. I guess there's only about seven or eight of them left now.
They got to do it June 30th, theoretically, right? That's when they're supposed to do it, by end of June.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court can do whatever it wants. But, you know, in theory, yeah, they should get it done before June is out. But, again, they're the Supreme Court, and they can do whatever they want.
But these are the cases left that they are going to rule on. It's not a question of, it's only a matter of when they will rule on them, correct?
Yes, unless they decide they don't want to rule on them, as they did a couple of days ago, where they went and ruled that they were wrong to have decided to hear a case. So, you know, that happens every once in a while. But yeah, that doesn't happen very often. Presumably, they're going to move forward with the Remain in Mexico case, and then there's the Coach Kennedy prayer case. And then there's the West Virginia case, the challenge to EPA powers to regulate greenhouse gases. And those are the three.
Those are huge. Those are huge. Every one of them.
Well,
the greenhouse gases would be great.
They're a little anticlimactic after guns and abortion. But, these are important questions that the Supreme Court has yet to rule upon. And presumably they're going to dispose of all of them as of next week. So. That's their goal. These people have a nice long 4-month vacation, and they want to get started on it, especially when people are trying to kill them and, you know, rioting.
I have a lot of friends.
Media outlets
I have a lot of friends and fans who have reported to me just on text and email in the break that thousands are gathering at Justice Clarence Thomas's home because he was doxxed. And they expect, you know, that there's going to be violence tonight. Maybe they'll try and firebomb his house. I mean, this is terrible. You can't allow people to protest next to a Supreme Court justice's home. That's horrible intimidation. How do we allow this?
Well, we don't allow it. I think it's already against the federal law, but people have been complaining that Attorney General Merrick Garland hasn't been enforcing it. It's already illegal to picket outside a judge's home with an intention of influencing how they rule in a court case. So there's a law there already. It's just not being enforced by the Biden administration. And I wonder why. They probably don't mind the pressure. They don't mind if the justices get manhandled by
anybody. No, of course they. Of course they're for it. Right. You know, don't forget, Solinsky, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They want violence. They want a Supreme Court justice or his family member or her family member to get killed in the next few days, because that will send a message, in my opinion. They think that will send a message, and the justices will never rule against liberals again. They want to scare them to death, maybe hurt someone, not kill them, so we'll send the message without killing them. But they don't understand. Some crazy person with mental illness is going to take it too far, and they're going to try and burn their house down or kill them all in their house. And that's the problem. And liberals, I don't even know that they would shed a tear. I really don't. Very strange world we live in. They don't believe in the law. Matt Vadim does believe in the law. So do I. He's the Epoch Times Supreme Court reporter. Thank you, Matt, for joining us.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Little housekeeping. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. wayneroot@gmail.com. And my website, rootforamerica.com. That's where everything begins. That's kind of intelligence central for Wayne Root. Root for America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hero.